In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their conversations about Rossini.
Hey, Yehuda, I wanted to ask you a question about Paganini and Rossini. Is there such a thing as plagiarism in music?
Yes, there is, but it's not considered a negative thing. It's actually
an honor.
It's an honor. It's a compliment. If I borrow a theme that you wrote and I write a set of variations on it, it means that I'm paying homage to you. I'm showing my appreciation. Bach took 17 concertos or concerti that Vivaldi wrote and rewrote them. Vivaldi wrote them for the violin. Bach transcribed them for the piano or the keyboard. So we have a case here of two contemporaries, Rossini and Paganini, both Italians, could not be more different. Rossini was jovial, was social, loved fun, loved jokes. He was a foodie. He loved to eat. He was quite corporeal. He was Paganini, on the other hand, was gaunt, was ghostly, was spooky, was antisocial, just the reverse, just the opposite.
So what is it about Paganini's name that has made every school child so laughable about
it? Well, he was an unbelievable virtuoso on the violin, probably the first such phenomenon of a person who bewitched the audience playing the fiddle. Actually, people believed that he had a pact with the devil. We have two Italian geniuses, contemporary, in a way vying for public attention. There was no TV, there was no radio. This was entertainment and art mixed. And Paganini was, of course, an astonishing showman. At the same time, they collaborate. So he takes an aria from Rossini's opera Moses in Egypt, which was very popular at the time. And this aria is the prayer of Moses before he divides the sea in half. So we can imagine the scenario. The Egyptians are in pursuit, behind. The Israelites are standing on the shores of the Red Sea. And there is Moses praying in a wonderful aria, very dignified aria. So Paganini takes this aria. First, we hear it as it is, serious, somber, a prayer. And what he proceeds to do is a musical joke. He turns it into a spoof, an operatic spoof, and showing variations, what can be done with this operatic aria. And he does it like a circus magician on one string alone. So this is a piece that has a long name, Variations for One String by Paganini on Rossini's operas, on the aria from Rossini's opera Moses. Of course, being a showman that he was, he walks on the stage. The strings seemingly accidentally start breaking. So one string after another breaks, and he's left with one string alone on the violin, and everybody wonders what will happen next. And then he pulls off this amazing trick, and he plays an entire piece on one string. Knowing him a little better, I'm sure that he was sitting in his studio the night before, writing a piece for one string, and then deliberately broke the others and stunned the audience with this performance. Let's enjoy.
Thank you.
That concludes today's Classical Music According to Yehuda. Information about the music we've shared is posted online at wamc.org/roundtable. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.